our students' problems could be solved. At the same time, the follow-up activities that we have done within regulations and it's within the duties of our embassy are ongoing. Hopefully, that will come to conclusion. There's some red tape and paper pushing, you know. So it's not a political decision. I mean that following up should come to a hasty action. That's not the case. But the embassy is doing this. It's on the agenda. And following it, but Norwegian officials have announced that they are ready to offer help to settle the issue and find a solution. Ms. Norazi, please go ahead. Greetings. What's Iran's foreign ministry's stance regarding the latest move of the terrorist group Boko Haram in kidnapping another 60 schoolgirls in Nigeria? We also heard the better news of abduction of another number of children in Nigeria. This is a totally anti-humane move. We condemn it. And the terrorist operation of Boko Haram in Nigeria faced various reactions across the world. We have been witness to the terrorist operations as problems of insecurity in various communities. So we would like to sympathize with the families of the victims, and also let's also hope that they will be released. At the same time, this is the issue of terrorism, which has no borders. If it is not dealt with seriously, it will spread all spheres. So we'd like to stress that we need to do something about terrorism. Serious measures need to be taken, especially in the cases that are really, this is the sentiment of all people from all walks of life across the planet. So prompt measures and action should be taken in order to secure their release. Go ahead. Greetings from Borno News Agency with two questions. One regarding the joint action plan. We are coming to the end of the six-month period, and within that period it was agreed that new sanctions will not be imposed on Iran. But based on what we hear and also the comments of the foreign minister regarding human rights and also the possibility of imposing of new sanctions, how do you evaluate the situation? Now, the second question regarding news on bombing the Kurdistan border area by Iranian artillery. Regarding what? The bombing of Kurdistan border area by Iranian artillery. Is that right? Now, regarding the second piece of news, I'm not informed. Now, if you tell us what the source of the news is, maybe we could pass a better judgment, but we have not heard. At least I have not heard anything about this. Now, as for the first part of your question, you said that the sanctions that the foreign minister has announced regarding human rights? No, given the end of the six-month period, and that it was said that by the end of the 6 months, no new sanctions will be imposed. But given the human rights status that Mr. Zarif just talked about yesterday, and he said that regarding human rights status in Iran, it looks like at the end of the 6 months period, it's possible that they could impose new sanctions regarding human rights status in Iran. How do you evaluate this, and what's your opinion? Now, part of what you said is actually it's kind of a speculation or guesswork as how things will turn out to be. So as you said assertively, well, I should just put it this way, regarding the possible human rights resolution, Mr. Zarif did not comment on that specifically, but regarding the six-month agreement, when it comes to an end, and then what's going to happen then, well, this is guesswork, it's speculative. We don't want to make any predictions. and to say about what will happen in the period after 6 months. I mean, as some official or public declaration, all the countries have their own scenarios and predictions. Definitely, proportionately to any situation that's predicted, there are certain plans, atmospheres. Now, regarding the human rights, if there's going to be any sanctions or resolution or anything, so far we have not heard anything about this. If you could put your question more precisely, then maybe I will be able to. I can't hear the question. Now, after the Vienna 5 negotiations and the agreements made, the negotiations will start from Tier 11's Iranian calendar in Vienna in 2 weeks. Now, based on that, comprehensive dialogue will continue. So if you want to announce any special prediction, what we already announced that seriously and based on a political resolution, we have entered the negotiations since day one. And we still want to stress the same seriousness that there is no change in Iran's resolution determination to reach a comprehensive agreement on the basis of Iranians' legitimate rights to have peaceful nuclear programs. So there has been no change in our stances. And we believe that it's necessary that the other side also enter the negotiations more seriously, and that the atmosphere could be the situation would be ripe for reaching and attaining comprehensive agreement. But there are, at the same time, there are various different scenarios. But we still are determined to have negotiations and to come up with a comprehensive agreement. And I think that the other side, the negotiating side, admitted that Iran is seriously following things. And this has caused a professional atmosphere to be created in the dialogue. This is some professional work, and it's serious. The ground is paved, so they see that the seriousness if on the other side, if they see that the other side is acting more seriously. Hopefully, if that happens, we would take steps forward. Mr. Taraki, you also said that you have an objection. I wanted to, I have two questions, Mr. Kamalbendi. Recently, I had some comments regarding the acceptance of the next protocol. In the dialogues, in the negotiations, has there been any mention of that? And if the joint action plan comes to a conclusion, will Iran accept the next protocol? That was my first question. Then also regarding Iranian nationals in Malaysia and Turkmenistan who have been imprisoned, could you tell us what you have done? Now, as for the annex protocol, additional protocol, one of the, if we come to a comprehensive agreement, we reach that stage in the negotiations and we come to a final agreement, in that case, then part of the job is the additional protocol. Now, this is conditional on how the things go in the negotiations. And now, if the process of the trend of affairs are in such a way that all the issues are dealt with and there is a comprehensive and agreed upon text, then it depends on that. So it's kind of premature to actually see what will happen or make some prejudgment or anticipation. We need to kind of be patient and wait a little bit. So regarding Iran's status, given both the follow-up by their families and also the serious work on the part of the foreign ministry and also activation of our political missions, envoys there, we are making further follow-ups so that more intensively, so that the problem of Iranian inmates in different countries, in various countries and also in our neighboring countries, hopefully our efforts could come to fruition. There are around 40 countries with whom we have an agreement based on extradition or return of the culprits, and also regarding their repatriation or extradition, we could make decisions based on those agreements. So I just told you that this is a there is a file in the foreign ministry. We're following things up. So at the same time, with political discussions, we would try to make a decision. At the same time, judicial proceedings are ongoing. So there is this whole package of political and judicial activities and operations. At the same time, we're waiting for the parts where there's some a vacuum, legally speaking. So hopefully through other documents and agreements, we could set the stage for repatriation or extradition of the convicts or even securing their release. Now, alongside all these activities, there are also some service-based issues to offer help to them. The access is to be made, also offering some services or access to their families, and some other issues that are actually parts of the conditions that should be met as long as these are dealt with. So this as far as they need to kind of have this to stay in the condition they should, so and enjoy their rights while in custody. So one of the problems we face is that in many cases Iranians are fellow country people, because they do not have adequate information, they have made travel to those countries and they have not been well informed of the laws and regulations in those countries. So upon entry in those countries, they have faced some problems and issues. So this also helps in our negotiations and follow-up activities, so that we could actually try to kind of have some exemption for them or do something about the release. So we are following things up, and we'll hopefully announce the news, see what we have done. Now, for example, in Azerbaijan, we have had some political negotiations in several rounds. A number of Iranians have been released, and they have returned home. So we are still following that process. So there are groups of 15 or 20 people. Some Iranians have been returned home, and they will do their time inside their country. So we're examining all the ways and avenues so that the situation could be ripe for their exoneration, extradition, or release. We're considering all aspects. But there is this whole process to it. It's time-consuming, and hopefully our efforts will get somewhere and we'll see the desirable conclusion. In addition to reporters, their families are also concerned. They're making contacts regularly, and the explanations that I offered you, also we have been expert teams who have been referred to, they have been explaining all these issues to the families on the telephone or also personally. So I'm offering you further explanations so that you're briefed enough for next week's presser. Well, there's some news regarding the negotiations with the multinational HSBC Bank regarding banking transactions with Iran. So this bank was actually faced some punishments because of sanctions. How could this be done? Of course, the central bank governor has said that no, we have not had any banking transactions with the HSBC. Now, given John Kerry's presence in Iraq and his visit with Nouri al-Maliki, is our stance regarding the situation in Iraq, how is it? I mean, with regional countries, do we have some cooperation in order to settle the issues in the region? Now, as for the first piece of news, I'm not informed more than what you said. I think the central bank comment is more reliable and accurate, so that should be a source of reference. So if we have any further technical information, we will let you know. Now, regarding Iraq developments, thanks to the situation in Iraq, I mean, in terms of presence of people on the stage and also that of the clergy and political officials and the